This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 30. The Way Home Again. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 26. But if you will not listen to me and carry out all these commands, and if you reject my decrees and abhor my laws, and fail to carry out all my commands and so violate my covenant, then I will do this to you. I will bring on you sudden terror, wasting diseases, and fever that will destroy your sight and sap your strength. You will plant seed in vain, because your enemies will eat it. I will set my face against you, so that you will be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee even when no one is pursuing you. If after all this you will not listen to me, I will punish you for your sins seven times over. I will break down your stubborn pride and make the sky above you like iron and the ground beneath you like bronze. Your strength will be spent in vain, because your soil will not yield its crops, nor will the trees of your land yield their fruit. But if they will confess their sins and the sins of their ancestors, their unfaithfulness and their hostility toward me, which made me hostile toward them so that I sent them into the land of their enemies, then when their uncircumcised hearts are humbled and they pay for their sin, I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. For the land will be deserted by them, and will enjoy its Sabbaths while it lies desolate without them. They will pay for their sins because they rejected my laws and abhorred my decrees. Yet in spite of this, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them or abhor them so as to destroy them completely, breaking my covenant with them. I am the Lord their God, but for their sake, I will remember the covenant with their ancestors, whom I brought out of Egypt, in the sight of the nations to be their God. I am the Lord. In Jesus' parable of the lost son, we read of a young man who leaves home to seek adventure in wild living. Soon, however, his money runs out, and his life begins to unravel. Leviticus pointed God's people to the joy of his presence in their lives. Yet in spite of all God had done to make it possible for them to live with him, God knew they would soon go looking for joy elsewhere. They would find his laws too burdensome. They would spiral again into sin. The first part of our reading today warned the people that disobedience would lead to punishment and the withholding of God's blessings. God's aim in all this was not to inflict pain, but to break down pride and stubbornness. Thankfully, God does not give up on his wayward children. God remembers his covenant promises, and he restores all who repent and ask for forgiveness. Perhaps you too have wandered away, and you have faced the consequences of sin in your own life. Perhaps your relationship with God is a long past memory, and your present life is a mess. The young man in Jesus' parable returns home, sorry for his wrongdoing, and he's surprised to be welcomed back with joy and grace by his loving Father. Through faith in Jesus, we are guaranteed an even greater welcome home to our Father's love. Pray with me. Lord and God, thank you that because of Jesus, we may come home to our true home with you. We thank and praise you for your kind mercy to us in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.